we are at risk. The MDT has been structured now for the last 20 years. It was something that's taken a while to evolve. It has its critics. I haven't included the other people who are part of the MDT on this graphic, but it is those are the principal people from the point of view of diagnostics and the treatment modalities. But the problem here is that unless we're careful, the surgeon will end up being the technician. We have to be very, very closely involved. We have to understand what these guys get up to, what these guys get up to, and what goes on down here. Again, back to my experience at MD Anderson 20-odd years ago now, struck by the tumour board meetings where the patient was present for all the discussions. We didn't have that here, and it was the problem whereby people were making decisions with regard to the treatment of patients in isolation, without taking into consideration what the options are. And I will show you shortly that is still going on. I feel we have to make sure that although we have developed our skills, we know precisely what's involved here and here. It's been my ambition, I've unfortunately not managed it yet, to get a medical oncology registrar into theatre while we do an esophagectomy. Because they say, you're going off to the surgeon, have your operation, we'll see you in 6 weeks. Fortunately, my senior medical oncology colleague does recognise what goes on. His brother is a colorectal surgeon.